Several of the brethren and I recently visited a few of the refugee centers in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas, where the devastated and displaced victims of Hurricane Katrina were staying as they began to try to put their lives back together. Their stories and situations are tragic and poignant in many ways. But in all that I heard, what touched me the most was the crying out for family. Where's my mother? I can't find my son. I've lost a sister. These were hungry, frightened people who had lost everything and needed food, medical attention, and help of all kinds. But what they wanted and needed most was their families. Crisis or transition of any kind reminds us of what matters most. In the routine of life, we often take our families, our parents and children and siblings for granted. But in times of danger and need and change, there's no question that what we care about most is our families. It will be even more so when we leave this life and enter into the spirit world. Surely the first people we will seek to find there will be father, mother, spouse, children, and siblings. I believe the mission statement for mortality might be to build an eternal family. Here on this earth, we strive to become part of extended families with the ability to create and form our own part of those families. That is one of the reasons our Heavenly Father sent us here. Not everyone will find a companion and have a family in mortality, but everyone, regardless of individual circumstances, is a precious member of God's family. Brothers and sisters, this year marks the 10th anniversary of the proclamation to the world